The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Trending.
What's old? Compared to previous generations, people are putting off considering themselves old until later in life. There was some research done by some U.S. and German researchers, and basically what they're finding is that with life expectancy getting longer, at what age you describe someone as old is also getting longer.
But the people they surveyed and asked over all these years were the ages between 50 and 112 or 113. Yeah, so you're asking older people, what is old?
See, old age begins around 75.
I feel like you need to remake that song. What is love? What is old? Baby, don't hurt me.
75, huh?
That seems okay. Old to me. 75.
Sure it does.
Like,
yes.
God bless you if you make it that long. You've had a heck of a life. If you're 75, like, you've had a pretty dang good run.
Yeah, you
and
have.
And odds are, if you make it to 75, you probably got 10, 20, 30 more years in your system.
Yeah. My grandmother made it to 86. My father was in the 80s. My mother was in the 70s.
It's the 50s and 60s you got to make it through.
That's where you got to kick through. What do you call it? This the the 50s, the death decade, right? Seems like it, though. I mean, I've known several people already that have unfortunately passed in their 50s.
If you're of a certain lifestyle.
Yeah, yes. Sure.
I think that there's also
if
that.
If you've been smoking it to the filter, the 50s. Can become a bit of a death decade.
What is interesting is men and women do not necessarily agree on happens. Like, on average, women consider old age to start about 2.5 years later than men did. Men were like, I'm old. Women are like, no, we're not.
Well, because you guys outlive us at least by a decade. Survived by his wife.
Mm-hmm. And it even gets whiter in younger generations. So, as like, you know, I mean, older people. It's just a couple of years, but like with the younger generations, men feel older much sooner.
I mean, think about this. Women do. How many widows do you know? I know it's a little morbid, but how many widows do you know? And then think how many widowers, how many men who lost? I don't know many.
When I talked to a finance guy, it was a funny conversation because we're talking just about, you know, 401k, all that kind of stuff. And he told me, he goes, no offense, party, but you will go before the sweet Wylene. I was like, dude, don't have
He's like, she's going to have
she's like, I'm banking on it.
Other partners.
She's like, this is gospel truth, man. I am banking on this information.
Yeah, well.
I mean, and you weren't shocked by
I wasn't at all. You know, it's just, it's the truth.
Yeah, when you
if you have a stranger
insurance.
Telling you that, that's talking money and insurance and, you know, life. You know, and he's telling you that, you're like, you kind of listen a little bit more.
Yeah, nothing is more humbling than meeting with an actuarian to discuss
and when he told
life
me
insurance
this,
for a couple.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. And like, when he told me that, I was drinking, too. So I'm like, oh, this is probably the part of it, right?
Like, I'm actually worth more dead on account of the fact that, yes, because, and the guy's like, it's true, but this is how it works because of the fact that, like, it's built into me being a wife and a mother, the amount of unpaid labor I do. So, like, if I were to die, how much it would cost my husband to replace me in all of the things that I do.
And wouldn't he just find another woman? I mean,
they're just saying that's the reason why your price tag gets slapped with a certain amount, because he would suddenly have to be like, oh, now I got to suddenly worry about daycare. And I suddenly got to worry about, like, you know, like meal, things like that. It was really interesting. I was like, this has not been updated since the 1950s.
Absolutely, it hasn't.
There's
that's crazy.
A Michael Keaton movie called Worth. Yeah. It's based on the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
Oh.
It's real life and morbid how everybody lined up.
Yeah.
Everybody had a different dollar value after the fact.
Oh,
they had to stand in line and they're like, well, he was way worth more than you were.
You were.
And
I wonder what I would, what we would be. That is weird.
I mean, and that was sort of the thing is that you're like, he's, I mean, because like for Peter, they're like, it's how much he makes, but like replacing him as a person mm-hmm. isn't going to disrupt your life as much as like replacing a wife and a mother. I was like, really? Peter's like, don't tell her this stuff. She's spoiling me my sleep.
Yeah. So people in their 60s think that they will be officially old when they hit 75.
Yes. Yeah.
75 is when people start feeling a little bit long.
Now, if you ask a 20-year-old that, they're going to say that 60-year-old is already old.
Like, oh. Right?
Well, there's the different phases of old age. Like one mm-hmm. of them is physical, when you start feeling sore.
When would that...
I don't know what age it hits you, but that's really depending
on if you got an injury or something like that.
Hit. Well, you never woke up sore in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember hearing my mom talk about one of the stages that sucks is when you go out with your friends and nobody talks about fun stuff anymore. All anyone talks about is ailments.
Yes.
And medicine. Yeah. And doctor's appointments.
Yes. We just had that, an outing, and that whole table was all that conversation.
Oh,
and
really?
It was, Molly. And
it's not about bands and parties no. and, oh, my God, the funniest thing happened the other day. It was all
injuries and all that doctor. It was weird. And then as we're driving home, we even said it to each other. It's like, well, that was fun sitting there talking about how sick everybody is.
It was weird.
Yeah, you get to that age that you complain about it, I guess. Maybe because no one else is listening. I don't know where that comes from.
Commiserating. Well, also, I think that there's something to be said for, you know, you're in a peer pool. So
misery loves company.
Yeah, it's not so much misery loves company. It's just affirmation. It's more just like, hey, I'm having this. Have you had this? And it's kind of like, oh, okay, so this just comes with where we're at in life.
Yeah, like if you talked about being sick all the time in your 20s, people would be like, I don't care. I don't like hanging out with Jeff. All he ever talks about is being sick. Let's go get wasted.
But now, I've had mono for the last 3 months, and I've still gone out, and nobody's heard a thing about it.
You do that, start doing that in your 40s, people might lean in a little bit, like, okay, go uh-huh. on, because my back has been hurting.
And then 40s, and then the 50s. 50s, 60s, yeah. Gosh, different stages of that. I've never thought of that before.
The different well, now stages. Don't you feel better that you won't be old until you're 75?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Holy.
75.
How old is like Al Pacino? Who are these old actors that just had kids?
80, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the thing is that like some of these guys, you're like, oh my God.
Have you seen Clint Eastwood lately?
Oh.
He's old.
Robert De Niro is 80 years old.
Yeah. He's 80 years old and still kicking.
And Al Pacino is 83.
God, you would never guess, right?
They're old.
Listen to Molly. They look old.
I was going to say, Al Pacino looks 83.
Clint Eastwood looks dead.
You saw Al Pacino at the Oscars. Remember, he came out. He almost messed up Best Picture.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I guess I forgot about that.
Say any of the nominees. He just opened it.
He just didn't care.
You're like, that's okay. Old. He's like, listen, I'm 83. I don't have a whole lot of time to like really soak in this. Who got the nominees?
That is interesting. The older you get, the more you less care about things.
Or you don't realize.
Yeah.
Biden's 81.
He looks old. He looks 81.
That's the thing. They always say it's not a number, right?
Uh-huh.
The old age is more of, you know, there's people who the number sounds old, but they don't act old, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there is, you know, it's like, it's just a matter of how you're holding yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But all right, 938-94. You want to leave us a message also, you can do so. If you need to get hold of us, can use the phone. You can use that talk back, that open mic feature on our app as well. Big Party Show!
Is it that sweet? I guess so.
Channel 94.1, good morning. 938-9400. Talking about that study, what is old? 75 apparently is old. Jeff, would you ever date a 70-year-old? I'm not laughing. I'm just having a good
He's
time.
He's like, I'm laughing. Ha, 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 ha.
Now or when I'm 70?
Now.
I mean, what an absurd question.
No, it's not.
Why would I be dating a 70-year-old?
Because
you never know.
You never know. I've seen
That's
older couples.
You never. You might fly. You might learn have gills.
No.
I'm gonna date a 70-year-old right now.
Why not? Don't
never say never. This
never
is the thing.
Say never.
Don't trap yourself in that.
I remember
scenario.
The old movie Harold and Maude.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I cried so hard watching that movie. That movie was so sad.
That's like an adolescent boy dating an old lady. Right?
It happens. I mean, people do. I've seen it before. I've seen it here. I've seen couples that one guy was looked considerably younger and the lady looked considerably older.
Well, there's also the situations where the young person is taking advantage of the old person. The caretaker.
Well, yeah, I never thought of that.
And the older gal is like, oh, I love Gary. He fixes the sink and other things. And like, you're like, you know, how much money is he siphoning out of the
I never thought of that. I don't see you as that person doing that. I just figured falling in love with a 70-year-old would be.
How old was the golden bachelor?
Oh, God. Wasn't he 76 or something like that?
You're his number one fan.
Yeah,
I guess none of us know.
I don't look at age like that.
I don't see age. Right.
Just all these BS lines falling out of his mouth. I don't see age.
Nope.
As he's giggling.
Not.
You want to date a 7-year-old?
Oh, I'm just saying that's your options. I mean, there's options out there.
What I'm saying from the makers of these terrible bachelor shows, why don't they do a golden bachelor where they pair up a golden with one of the young people?
That would be fantastic.
It would be your terrible idea. Except this would be
your terrible idea.
This would be a reality show. You know, he's 72.
She's 28.
She's 28. Oh, or the opposite.
I would roll with the opposite.
She I think that's just called a nurse.
Okay. The show would be called Nurse. Nurse. Love
Nurse. I think we know that it definitely goes the opposite direction. There's way older men that take one more crack at someone super young.
But why
don't because they need a caretaker nurse.
Now, why don't older women like that take a crack at the young dudes? I mean,
I think they do.
Yeah,
they're called cougars. Don't you remember? It's all, I mean, there's an entire genre of like.
And think about this, when you're a guy, your sexual performance peaks at 18. Women's 40.
Oh.
They're going
Not
up.
Me.
Yeah.
He's like,
18 forever, Molly. 18 forever.
That's the sweet Wylene.
No, it's not.
That's not. Oh.
You just keep that woman's mouth name out of your mouth. Let's do that. All right. I was just asking a question.
Do we see many 40-year-old, 18-year-old, 40-year-old women, 18-year-old boys?
No, I don't even see.
I guess if you're a school teacher in town.
Cool it.
If you're teaching over at Burke.
I mean, did you guys dated younger? I think everybody's at some point dated somebody younger or older than.
Wylene's younger than I.
Yeah. I mean, I've dated somebody who was 10 years younger than me.
That's the longest. That's the.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did 10, but like 8 or 9.
Yeah. Wylene's 7. 7 years younger. That's why when that guy said that she's going to outlive me, I understood because of the age difference. But yeah.
I think
you're like,
we're
just looking at pure numbers. You're like, just checking the stats, not a problem. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just saying for you.
Mean.
I'm not being mean. It's just looking at the numbers. I mean, you know, life expectancy, feeling out how old you are.
They're getting closer and closer with medical tests and DNA to kind of give you an expiration date. Would you want to know?
That is a good question.
I mean, I'm sure the actuaries, the insurance industry, or those people, and healthcare,
they already kind of know. Those guys already know.
They're going to want that information. The more we get into the numbers, they're going to want
that. They pretty much already do, though. And it's really wild. Like, I had a doctor's appointment a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a screening that they could give me. There's nothing we can do to treat it. There's no chance that it's definitely going to present itself in you, but you could get a DNA test to find out if you have this.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I was like, okay.
Are you going to do it?
No, and the doctor was like, I recommend you not doing it. Whoa. He's like, because all you're going to do is think about it, and it could never happen. You could get hit by a car tomorrow, and it won't even matter, and all you have done is wasted time worried about it. There's nothing we can do.
On an all-new, you're going to die.
No, but it was really interesting.
It's your Barbie moment.
No, but it was very like
about death.
But it was really wild. Like, this guy was so sweet. He's like, listen, if I thought that there was anything that we could do or anything that this would change by you knowing this, I would absolutely 100% sign you up to take this the marker test. But it's not, so just don't. I was like, all right.
God, I don't know if I'd want to know.
And I went home and I talked about it with my husband, and he's like, don't do it.
Yeah.
He's like, all it'll do is just take up real estate in your head. I mean,
but also, I guess there's the other thing that you would live different.
Yeah, maybe if you would have done something. I went skydiving. You remember that's the whole.
You should be living like that anyway. I mean, you should be living.
Don't.
No one. Yeah, Molly,
but I'm saying having a conversation like that definitely readjusts the lens on how you're seeing things. When someone looks at you and says, "You should live your life like that anyway, whether you know this or not."
If I told you guys both are checking out tomorrow, do you think you would do anything different today? You'd probably go take a nap.
No, I would pull my kids out of school. I certainly wouldn't be sending them off to school today. I'd like to think that we would like
That'd be an awkward, tense day at the zoo. Hey, kids, you're not going to school today. We're going to go to the zoo. Mommy's taking you to the zoo. Why is mommy crying all
They're
day?
They're eating ice cream for breakfast. They're like, Mom's got to be dying.
Eat it or wear give it. Me a hug. Oh, my God, you're getting so big. I love you, kids. Eat your ice cream. You're drinking vodka. I have a bottle of vodka.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh, God. I need
K-941.
These beautiful things that I've got.
I'm always nervous when we come out of that song for some reason.
Why?
Because I talked about how much I like him and in the midriff and half-shirt conversation we had last week.
I completely forgot about that.
Oh, geez. I screwed up big time then. I brought it back up.
Yeah, now I'm remembering. And you were way fangirling, and it took Jeff and I like 30 minutes on Google to find even one image of what you were like, no, this is an iconic image. And you're like, well, maybe if you have certain guide parameters.
Yeah, you said he was bringing the half shirt.
Yeah, it looked like a half shirt to me because, I played football. We wore half shirts, and that's what it kind of looks like. And then I noticed in his videos and on TikTok and then everywhere else that he had been because that song kind of exploded quickly. Everything he has doesn't go past his belt, even jackets and everything like that. And I just thought, geez, you're really bringing back the half shirt. And Big Mouth Me said it on the radio, and then you guys couldn't find it. And I learned it was midriff is what he's wearing. And so now I can't get rid of midriff Mondays.
Or a crop top.
Crop top. Right? Yeah, crop top. Is that a fashion for ladies, Molly, or is that not a fashion for ladies?
I think it's a bit like I see like my daughter's friends have a little bit of that, you know, where it's just like if you put your arms up, you're seeing belly.
Oh, that's been in for a decade or longer.
Yeah, but I'm just saying
the
like
midriff. If you're a lady,
okay.
You're showing off the midriff. So like they got, you know, you got to have abs and
you don't have to.
You have to have a tight stomach game.
You know.
This is not a good time in our life cycle.
Come on. If
male crop tops were trending.
I think you guys would look hot.
Thank you, Molly.
Muffin topping. Oh, he's got a front
Ooh.
Butt. Boopa.
Muffin topping. Yeah, that's not a good look. No, it's not.
I think how much belly button lint you'd have.
Oh, jeez.
Gotta dig in there.
Oh, it's Come like on, a dream get in catcher. There.
Dream catcher.
All that digging in deep. Oh, yeah.
You clean yours out? You should clean it out.
I don't clean it out.
I don't either. You can probably pull a sweater out of it.
Stick a finger in there and
Jesus.
It comes out. There's usually something. Like noodling. Okay. It's like noodling in my belly button. I like to do it when I stand in the parking lot of a Walmart right near the exit. Like, oh, yeah. Digging deep.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. Noodling in my belly button.
Not okay.
I think that should get you arrested. Sir, we're going to need you to leave the
certainly
Walmart.
Certainly a visit from security. Certainly a let's move along here, folks.
I ain't doing nothing illegal. I'm just cleaning myself out.
You're like, Mom.
With my crop top
You're
on.
You're like, let's agree to disagree. Out of here.
I bought this shirt here.
Next stop is the police station, friend.
All right, we got what's trending coming up.
Oh my God, how can we even think about anything? X is coming after YouTube. Looks like Elon Musk wants Twitter to also dominate in the Reels category.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.